Hey, check out the Span Features section on the website.
Sarah, watch out for the red button. Oh, no, 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 no.
What was that?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Where are we? This isn't our studio.
No, but check out this equipment. This is really interesting stuff.
Is that microphone held on with duct tape?
Yeah, I think it is.
We're not in our normal studio, Jess. So, well, I guess we could record our own podcast. You know, say something kind of unofficial?
Yay!
Huh?
I don't know why I just said that. But I think that sounds like a great idea. How about if we have a podcast where we say our own opinions and banter back and forth, kind of like a couple curmudgeonly old men?
Well, sounds great.
Well, then let's do it.
Let's start with clips of the families that we interviewed at the awesome birthday bash on August 16th.
As usual, Chris, I mean, Bob, that's a great idea.
Excellent. And how old are you both?
I'm 13.
I'm 8 and a half.
And a half. That half is very important. Don't let anybody ever take it away from you, okay?
Well, the first question I want to ask is how long you guys have been Odyssey fans?
13 years.
My whole life.
That's awesome.
If you have a bad day and like you've not been very good or it takes you too long to brush your teeth, do mom and dad ever say, okay, no Odyssey tonight?
No.
They never say that? I feel like such a bad parent. I say that to my kids.
Yeah. I think they do.
Well, you know, you've got to have some motivation to get them into bed on time. But
now, have you guys ever heard the podcast?
I've heard a few.
Oh, all right. There we go. Now we're talking. What do you like about the podcast?
Just like all the behind-the-scenes stuff, just all the interviews with the actors and stuff.
I really like Wooten.
You like Wooten?
Yeah.
What do you like about Wooten?
He's funny.
That guy is so weird. He's just...
When I was 6, I did a coding of a whole tape. It was the Boswell one.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Can you give us a little sample? Can you remember?
I don't remember it very well.
All right. Ask the tough question, Jesse. We got to ask the hard question first.
I hit you with a hard ball up front. You ready?
Right.
What is your name?
Connor.
Nice. All right. Okay, Connor. How long have you been an Odyssey fan?
Ever since I was really, 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 really little.
Like 2 inches? Really? Wow.
Do you have a favorite character?
Yes, I do. Eugene.
He's good. Now, let me ask you a question. What would you like to see happen to one of your characters, one of these characters in an Odyssey episode?
That's a hard question because most of them have already happened.
Yeah?
So I think Eugene having a kid.
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh, that's good.
Eugene and Katrina had a baby.
Yeah. Wow.
How would he be a dad?
Yes.
That kind of
that
question.
Kid would probably just come out of the womb talking.
Yeah.
With big glasses on. I don't know.
That's an excellent idea. Yeah. Well, we'll pass that along to the writers.
Right. I like that idea.
You bet. All right. We're going to ask you the same question that you've heard us ask other people, and that is, do you have a favorite Odyssey episode? So you had time to think about it now, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. My favorite episode is Aloha Oi.
I love that,
that
one,
is awesome.
Too.
And mine's Do or Diet.
Now, who is your favorite Odyssey character?
I like Eugene.
And Daniel, how long have you been listening to Odyssey?
11 years.
11 years. Now, did you do anything special to sort of earn your way out here?
I had to mow a lot of lawns.
How many lawns do you think you mowed?
Well, I mow like 6 or 7 every
week. In the hot Pennsylvania sun. And do you listen to the podcast?
Yes.
Now, how long have you guys been Odyssey fans?
Since we were born.
Wow. Which is, so did you listen to Odyssey in the car when you were on your way up here?
Yeah.
That's good. Now, is there a certain time or place that you always listen to Odyssey?
Anywhere that I can.
Good answer. That is a good answer. I like that answer.
Now, if you could make anything happen in Odyssey, what would that be? If you could make anything happen there?
That I'd be in it.
That is a great answer. Can you do an impersonation of any of the characters?
Huh. What does Connie say?
What does Connie say?
I mean, like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother.
That's a good Connie. Now, how long have you guys been listening to Adventures in Odyssey? How many years? Yeah, you didn't know there'd be math this morning, did you?
I don't even know. Before I can remember. I don't even remember not listening to Odyssey.
Now, have you ever been scared by any of the Odyssey episodes?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Which one?
Waylaid in the Windy City and the Underground Railroad.
Oh, wow. So what was it about... Let's start with the Windy City episode, because that was a scary one. I mean, that was a really good one. What was it that scared you about that one?
Dr. Regis Blackard.
His voice was really scary in that one.
You have a favorite episode?
Probably my favorite was the one where Grady found out that Wooten was the Power Boy writer.
That's one of the newer ones, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Mysteries and the Imagination Station Adventures.
Yeah.
Those are really funny.
Well, I got a question for Abby. Abby, have you ever had a situation come up in life where you've thought, oh, wow, I can use something that I learned in Odyssey to help me deal with this?
Yeah. I know, like, whenever I want to give up, I always think back to the episode Wits Flop, because that's the one where the kid's always, he wants to give up, but then Wit eventually gets him to keep trying, and then he comes back in later episodes, and he's like a big producer or something, or radio. Yeah, I think he's a big radio guy somewhere.
Did you know Sarah is also the name of the co-host of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast?
Yeah.
Did you meet Sarah?
No.
That's Sarah down there.
Did you listen to Adventures in Odyssey on the trip?
No, we were watching a movie.
We watched an Adventures in Odyssey movie.
Can you imitate Wooten's voice or Wooten's laugh?
No.
I can't do it.
That snort in there, yeah.
That was good.
Do you have any expectations for what you're going to see today? Any thoughts about what's coming up?
I'm really excited. I just want to see all the actors perform, and I don't know, I'm just super excited. I've been waiting this for a while. I love when you interview characters, and I hear about how they got started on Adventures in Odyssey, and I also like listening to the bloopers. That's funny.
And I got
to
tell you something. This is just because Aloha Oi is your favorite.
Yes.
You know the part when the boat's sinking and they come in on the cutter and they rescue them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to that voice really carefully next time.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
I'm guessing that was Bob.
Ahoy on the minnow.
Oh, well done. Well done, Bob, yes.
Thank you. That was my very first Odyssey opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm bitter about that. But I'm
We're working
to get
on getting Jesse a little thing, too, that he can be excited about.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming by.
I started listening to Odyssey about 4 years ago, and I feel like I'm a lot closer to God. I feel like I know what to do in a lot of different situations, and it's really impacted my life.
Should we go on to our review of the live show next?
Sure, Bob. Now, what was your favorite part of the live show?
Oh, wow, there's so many good ones. You know, I think Jess Harnell's impersonations of Bill Cosby and Rodney Dangerfield, you know, that those were really good. And in one of the shows, he actually threw in Pee Wee Herman, but just never knowing where he was going to go was kind of fun.
Exactly. I think a few guys went off script from time to time, but honestly, those are some of my favorite moments when there just could be some ad-libs in there.
Yeah, but I love the impersonations. In fact, it reminded me of one of my favorite Odyssey episodes. Jess did the same thing. It's The Present Long Ago. I don't know if you remember that.
Okay,
it's
yep,
one of my favorites.
Yep.
Of course, he does Bill Cosby and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And now,
yeah.
But a lot of fun. In fact, you know, it's funny, Jess, we asked a lot of the children and adults, really, at the event, what their favorite Odyssey episodes were. And, you know, I'm not sure if I ever asked you, what's your favorite Odyssey episode?
You know, it's fun to talk about. You know, there's just so many. I'm over 600 episodes. But one that kind of stands out was a little bit scary for me, because I'm a little bit freaked out by clowns already. But it was Waylaid in the Windy City.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of had that whole CIA espionage thing and Wit with his spy. And, you know, Wit is just such a stud. And, there's sometimes it really stands out. And I thought that was one of those episodes where... you know, the macho-ness of Wit was there, and also had that crazy sort of clown disappearing thing that ended up being, you know, Richard Maxwell and all the, you know, intrigue there.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff. And I think sometimes we, too, as dads, will be drawn to the ones that our children seem to enjoy over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
I know my kids... for the longest, well, the best vacation ever was the one that just kept...
That's a great one, yeah.
Can you please put that on? And we'd have it on the tape, you know, and it was one side of the tape. And I don't remember it was on the other side, but they'd want me to rewind the tape because they liked that one so much. They didn't want to have to endure another episode before they got to hear it again, you know.
Right.
Well, let's talk about the content of the show.
I mean, I thought it was really clever with Wit not being there because he was off-site. He was at a conference, you know.
Right. You know, the character of Wit, yeah.
Exactly. Teaching others about how to find God's will. And there they are kind of struggling and going through different things with, you know, Wooten and all, you know, all the craziness. So, And
then
we
get the,
awesome.
The surprise of Paul Herlinger. Witt actually does show up at the end.
I love when he shows up at the end. He looks like he's, you know, he's got that, you know, Skype spaceman headset on, and he's like coming to us from, you know, up in Washington State. That was great stuff.
He did. He looked like an astronaut. Well, I got a charge out of the BTV thing too. I always like the BTV episodes because they're a little less linear. You know, they kind of run all over the place. And this one, I'm a sucker for programs that or movies where there's sort of that Twilight Zone-y, It's a Wonderful Life, Time Warp, What If questions, and the idea of putting different people, even briefly, in charge of Wit's End. What if Wit's End had been you know, created by Wooten or
Eugene? Eugene was classic. That was like, you know, you open the door and the computer voice is talking to you, kind of like a 2001 Space Odyssey thing.
Right, or Bernard, you know, everything was just so,
so
tidy
clean.
And so clean. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun, too. What about the actual performance really impressed you, just watching everything on stage?
Just the relationships between the actors impressed me, because you could see these were folks who not only had worked together for a number of years, but enjoyed working with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times when they do, you know, a Disney or a Pixar movie, those voice actors are kind of recorded one at a time in a studio by themselves. And part of the uniqueness of Odyssey is when they throw them all together, just to watch them talk with each other and play off of each other was really, really cool.
Yeah, I love seeing the Foley guys do their thing. You know, they often will do, they're sort of independent as well.
Yeah.
And to be doing it in an old-time radio theater type of a context, you know, like back in the 20s and 30s, they did have radio theater in the 20s, right? Okay, just checking. Maybe I need to say the 30s and 40s. But back in the days before TV, when everything had to be on cue. And so we had all the Foley guys up there on a platform with their props and having the video cameras out in the audience that showed what they were doing on the big screen. But who impressed you the most when you just actually got a chance to sit down and talk with them? What stood out for you?
You know, I'd say probably Katie Lee, you know, Connie. Just to see her... Heart for Christ, during one of the performances after the show, and again, this is something that wasn't captured on the episode. You really had to be there to witness. So at the end of one of the episodes, at the end of the, when they finished everything, Katie Lee's like, it's like, and where's, and she said the name of one of her relatives, and he had come into town special for this, and he actually was supposed to be sitting next to me. His name cards were on the chairs right next to me in the second row, and he wasn't there. He was actually sitting in the back of the auditorium, and she shared that was the relative who first came to her house and shared Christ with her.
Oh, that's cool.
And I thought that was a neat moment.
Yeah. You know who I was surprised, but David Griffin. You know, who played Jimmy Barkley. Most people know that. He was so gracious, and it's not that I had any reason to doubt that he would be. It just seemed like beyond as good as everybody else was. And the autograph line was very long, and especially the evening one. It went longer than it was supposed to. Everybody stuck around to make sure that every person who was in line got something, you know, got an autograph and a hello. And I thought that was wonderful of the cast to do that, to go above and beyond the call of duty. But I just, even beyond that, David was so accommodating. And anything that we needed, he was so gracious. It was wonderful meeting him.
It was. What was unbelievable about him is I remember we're, you know, waiting for the show to start, and we're interviewing folks for the podcast. And one young girl from Colorado Springs sat down and was talking to us, and she really wanted to get into voice work. She's really into acting and stuff herself. And David walked up to our table, and she got to talk with him, and she's like, oh, I wish my mom and my sisters could be here, but they were in the theater already saving seats for the family. And David's like, I'll go with you.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, really? He's like, yeah, I'd love to meet your family. I mean, that just doesn't happen. He's just a really special guy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You mentioned a story from one of the people that we talked to, one of the children we talked to there at the table.
There were so many stories, but there was one young girl from South Carolina that kind of stood out for both of us. Tell us, you know, what happened with her.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart. And we asked her the question, this is how it actually came up, is we asked her the question what her expectations were for this event, what she was hoping to find. She said, you know, my expectations, I haven't really had a chance to think about it very much because I just kind of found out I was going to be here.
Well, my mom woke me up when my dad was sort of playing around with me, saying, wash your hair good because you never know who might wake you up in the middle of the night. And then my mom wakes me up at 4 in the morning and says, hey, Quinn, do you want to go to Krispy Kreme? And so we went to Krispy Kreme, and mom said, I'll take the highway home. But because I was half asleep, she took the other way. to the airport. And then when we got to the airport, I became just a little suspicious, and Mom said, "Oh, I'm just picking up somebody." I'm like, "Mom, why are we picking somebody up at 4 in the morning?" And she goes, "Well, I got your luggage."
Wow.
And then she told me I was going to Colorado and seeing the chef.
Of all the Odyssey episodes, you said what our favorite was. Have you learned any lessons from Odyssey?
Yes.
What would those be?
To not lie.
Don't tell somebody you're going to Krispy Kreme.
No.
It was delightful to see just how much thought and effort went into this. I mean, we had people from as far away as New Zealand. There's a family that came just for this event. 47 of the 50 states represented. It boggles your mind. Sometimes we take for granted because we're so close to Odyssey and have such an audience with the actors and producers and sound designers and writers that these folks, they're an extension of their family, a lot of them.
It is. And to watch the impact of Odyssey, how it spanned generations. I mean, we talked to 4-year-old girls in line, and then some of the most fun we had, I think, was talking to a couple college girls who Odyssey had impacted them so much, and they talked about all the lessons they'd learned and how their character and who they are today was honestly shaped by specific Odyssey episodes, and they could cite those episodes.
You know, Jesse, I enjoyed talking about this, but I somehow have a strange urge to rate the show.
You know, I'm feeling the same way. I thought it was just indigestion. But I think let's, how about between 1 and 5 stars?
Okay.
Okay. First, let's just talk about the performance.
The performance was great.
It's hard for me personally.
Yeah, we don't have anything to compare it to. And this is a first experience for both of us.
Yeah.
Well, let's just give it 5 out of 5.
5 stars for me, too.
That sounds good.
Okay.
How about the message, the content?
You know, when you're talking about seeking God's will and what that means for your life, and then they're kind of tying it into Wit and the impact he's had on everybody, you know, that's golden for me as well. So you know, not to sound too much like a homer, but I think I got to go 5 stars with that.
Yeah, and I'm pretty close to that too. I like the Power Boy stream, the strand through that too, that, you know, we're finding as sort of the revelation. You get a revelation like that Wooten is behind Powerboy, and it becomes a big deal. We've got the audience involved yelling, you know, "We want Wooten," and the participation was great. So I guess 5 stars for me too.
I know. So as an overall rating, looking at the show as the whole, I think I'm going to give it billions and billions of stars.
Sounds good. Jesse, you remember that one moment where we were both standing near the autograph line, and somebody was talking to me directly and asked what I do at Focus on the Family, and I responded by saying, "Well, I'm Bob, I'm editor of Plugged In Magazine."
And I said, "I'm Jesse from Clubhouse Magazine."
And then we just both launched into, and we're the host of the Adventures in Odyssey podcast, and it was really funny because you could see the smiles on people's faces. People who are familiar with the podcast were having that moment of recognition, and it was actually a family that was walking against the stream,
exactly,
against the flow, and the children had gone ahead, and Mom kind of turned around and was trying to get their attention to say, "Hey, wait, these are the guys."
That's right. I recognize those voices.
The people were so nice to us. I mean, when you think about the real talent was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
And the folks who could do something for them, autographs and things like that. The fact that they were as kind to us as they were. I mean, they were having anybody related to Focus on the Family, it seemed like, signing shirts and books and, all
everything.
Kinds of staff.
Yeah. I mean, even we got to sign some kids' shirts because they're like, "Oh, hey, you're the podcast guy. Sign my shirt here." So, you know, that was, I don't think I've ever signed a shirt. So that was kind of fun.
It was fun. Well, I don't know. What do we do next? What now?
Oh, hi, Bob. Wait, what are you doing in my house?
I don't know. Jesse was here just a minute ago.
I must have typed in an extra backslash in that address. I hate it when that happens. Hold on.
Yeah, I always tell aspiring writers the same thing. Read your work out loud and check your...
Hey, Sarah!
Jesse fixed it!
Great! I think I added an extra backslash or something.
Yeah, you would do that, wouldn't you?
You know me. Well, I think things are going to get back to normal around here.
Yeah, as normal as they ever are anyway.
Now what?
I guess we tell everyone goodbye?
Sure. Well, thanks for listening, guys. You've been listening to the unofficial podcast.
Title?
Oh, the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Thanks for correcting me, like you always do.
What can I say? It's my job.
Indeed.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
And thanks for listening.
Bye.